Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. I'm so excited because I have my computer back. It had crashed and was doing all kinds of crazy things and was too slow to get anything recorded. So it's back, it's fixed, ready to go, and I can get the format back going with this podcast program that I'm doing. And I just love doing it the way God wants me to do it. And so I've been doing a little encouraging message with a song or two. And this one I've been working on for a couple of weeks, and it's actually on Don't Let the Sun Go Down on It. And if you all don't know that scripture, it is in Ephesians. It's in Ephesians 4:26, and I love the New Living Translation. It says, "And don't sin by letting anger control you, and don't let the sun go down while you are still angry." If you have dealt with anger, you know that it can be a very controlling thing in your life. And next thing you know, you know, you've let things build up and you've opened your mouth and you've said things you shouldn't say and you've hurt somebody's feelings or you've discouraged your own self or you've built up a wall between you and God. And it's so important that we do not allow those things to take a foothold in our life. And the reason that I believe God says don't let the sun go down on it is because of my own experience. When I go to lay down at night and I begin to get more tired and groggy, and I'm no longer in control of my mind because it's fuzzy and all kinds of crazy thoughts come in there. And if you have not taken care of it before you get to that place, then you have all these little thoughts coming at you. Well, the dog chewed up my favorite shoe again, and my husband left toothpaste on the counter again, and my kids didn't call me, and man, I failed at this, or whatever that crazy thought that's coming to your mind to build up more walls, one brick at a time between you and God. You know, maybe you're upset with God because you didn't get the promotion you wanted and you have not taken the time to get quiet because you think that God doesn't have big shoulders to listen to you. You haven't taken the time to talk to him, or it's just you've just kept yourself busy to not have to deal with it, but yet it's been building and building and building. And I believe God wants us to the point that we get to where we allow the Son of God to come down into our heart to shine light onto those dark places, into those angry situations, and to dissolve it, to heal us, to bind up the wounds that are there, to restore the brokenness, wherever that broken place is, if it's with just yourself and God, or if it's you and a spouse, or you and a child, or a friend, a coworker, whatever it is, God wants us to, you know, make peace at all costs. You know, be peaceful people. That doesn't mean that we don't have times of confrontation that we have to deal with something, but it should never be done in anger. And this is something you learn in marriage because you're learning to communicate with each other. You don't know each other's habits when you first get married. You don't know what button that you might be pushing that might be bringing up an old wound. And so you have to learn to not react out of anger, to take a moment and pause. As Mama Jo says, pause, put your feet up, take a rest, let God do the talking to you, and then you just get it resolved before you go to bed. If it's between you and God, if it's between you and your spouse, whoever it is, take care of it before you go to bed. And if it's between you and anybody, it's always between you and God first. So I found a song that really touched my heart. It's by a young man named Hunter Cook. It's called Don't Let the Sun Set on It. And I'm going to play this song for y'all, and I hope you enjoy it.
I've seen that look before. Not long ago I wore it well. Some call it pride. It got the best of me. It almost took the rest of me. And to this day I'm still lost inside. All I can say to you is let it go. Take it from someone who knows. Don't let sun set on it. Go fix what needs fixing while there's time. Don't let the sun set on it. You may not get another chance to make it right. I've said some hurtful words, then bad went straight to worse, and now I can't take it back. I wasted my better years dealing with the memories, tears, and pain, and that's still where I'm at. So find a way to talk it out and just move on. Don't worry about who's right or who's wrong. Don't let the sun set on it. Go fix what needs fixing while there's time. Don't let the sun set on it. You may not get another chance to make it right. I choked on every word I never said the day they laid my daddy down to rest. Don't let the sun set on it. Go fix what needs fixing while there's time. Don't let the sun set on it. You may not get another chance. No, you only get one dance. You may not get another chance.
Wow, what a powerful song. And this isn't meant to bring any condemnation on anybody, but to just remind us that life is short and we don't want to waste another minute of being angry. I hope y'all have enjoyed the program, and I would love to hear from y'all if you're enjoying the format of the ministry part as well as the music. And if you guys want to be a part of this ministry and you would like to sponsor the podcast program, I would love to have you as a sponsor. Your ministry can sponsor it as a church or a ministry or a business or just as an individual. I would love to have you come be a part of it. I would sponsor and put an ad on my website as well as give a shout out to you on here. So if you want to be a part of it, get a hold of me. You can call me at 918-949-0180. And you can also leave me a message on my website right here. Just comment and it'll go straight to my email and I will get back to you. I hope you all have a great and wonderful, blessed rest of the week. And it's almost the weekend, so have fun, be safe, and love you all.